This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Scioli Show podcast.
So over at National Review, my friend Shoshana Weissman wrote her first piece over there. Good job. A New Jersey bill protects pool owners from low prices. That's a great headline. A New Jersey bill protects pool owners from low prices. She writes, Americans are getting their pools ready for summer. If you live in New Jersey, you might soon be breaking the law if you drain your pool without a license. Today, New Jersey lawmakers are voting on a bill introduced last week by State Senator James Beach that would license pool and spa service contractors and pool and spa builders and installers. The law provides that, quote, no person shall advertise that he is authorized to engage in or engage in pool and spa service contracting or pool and spa building and installation unless he satisfies the requirements of the act. Servicing includes the draining, acid washing, or backwash filtration of a pool or above ground pool. A license to drain your pool. James Beach is a, Senator James Beach, trying to find his political party here. Looks like Democrat. No. This is a Democrat. It's a shocking. It's shocking. I wasn't quite sure. Shocking. Let's see now. The law specifies that an applicant seeking licensure to engage in pool and spa service contracting shall be of good moral character. Listen, I don't need you to be moral to drain my pool. I just need you to have a good hose. It is unclear what problem will be solved by a law mandating that people who service pools have high morals. What is the reason for this law? Have pool service contractors caused so much harm that the state decided the only answer was mandatory licenses? As Eric Beam, our friend Eric, who's been on the show, Philly Guy, wrote in October at Reason.com, no one is even bothering to pretend that it's about anything other than driving up prices and limiting competition. So give credit to Lawrence Coniglia for refusing to play those semantic games. Coniglia is the executive director of the Northeast Spa and Pool Association, which is pushing a bill in New Jersey to require a state license for anyone who installs, builds, or services a pool. Frankly, we're looking for a more professional industry, and you can raise the rates you're charging because you're a properly licensed pool service professional, he writes. So how interesting then that the bill would establish a pool and spa service contractors and pool and spa builders and installers advisory committee consisting of 7 members, 4 of whom must belong to the Northeast Spa and Pool Association. In a letter against the bill, the Institute for Justice and Americans for Prosperity note that this group operates its own training program, and the bill names the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals as a source of private certification. It is unfortunate that they seek to borrow state power to exclude competitors. And Nick Sibilia, writing in Forbes, that the Northeast Spa and Pool Association also claim that licensing pool and spa contractors is needed to protect public safety, citing the hundreds of drowning deaths each year for children under 5 nationwide. And it's shocking they bring up the children. He addresses the claim in this article, and we could add to his argument by looking at the best publicly available data, which demonstrates no correlation between licensing pool contractors and reducing the number of drowning deaths of children. When one compares a 2010 census data of all people younger than 18 in each state with 2014 data from poolsafely.gov listing state-by-state drowning deaths of children younger than 15, it turns out the states with the highest number of deaths are also the states that license pool contractors. Arizona, Hawaii, Florida, and Louisiana were the only states to have more than 8 drowning deaths per million in 2014. All of those states license pool contractors. So you could actually make the opposite argument. Shoshana Weissman continues at National Review. One might think the reason for this is simply that those states are southern and have longer pool seasons, but Texas doesn't license pool contractors, and it had 3.6 deaths per million in 2014. California is also lower on the list. It does license pool contractors, and it had 3.9 deaths per million. Nevada also requires a license and is lower on the list at 1.5 deaths per million. One could argue that the publicly available data used here is too imperfect to disprove a correlation, but the data in that case also could not prove that a correlation exists and that, therefore, mandatory licensing would solve the problem. While the bill doesn't appear to be tailored to fix any existing problem, we talk about the cost on families. New Jersey is already one of the most heavily licensed states in the country, where at least 48 professions requiring a government permission slip, according to the Institute for Justice. Licensing drives up the cost of goods and services. In New Jersey, the average family pays an extra $1,200 every year because of the added cost of professional licensing schemes. Beam also notes that Connecticut passed a similar law, which then led to the arrest in September of Joseph Verardi for the crime of repairing pool tiles without a license. He had a home improvement contractor license, but not the proper license to work on pools. He was repairing tiles. If the legislation is signed into law, consumers will be no better off, but we'll have to pay higher prices, and industry professionals will have to jump through more unnecessary hoops to do their work, but at least certain people will make more money. So that is New Jersey, 48 different licenses for various different things. I think a doctor should be licensed, a dentist. I don't know who else really needs to be licensed. I'm trying to think of a list here.
Especially to drain your pool. I mean, you know.
Well, it's complicated, Greg. You got to turn the... What if you do the hose in the wrong direction? Then the water goes back into the pool. And then the floods the pool right
there. You can also do it yourself, by the way.
You mean you can drain the pool yourself?
Yes, sir.
Well, are you certified?
No.
Where does the water go?
Would the law prevent that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Would Greg be in the hooscow because he drained his own pool?
But I do like companies that say we're fully licensed and insured. And
you like that?
We do the background checks so they're not some parolee coming to your house with your kids.
Oh, that's the children.
So I look. Well, I look at that.
Don looks at that.
Well, I understand. That's a good point. You licensed and insured to make sure that the children are safe.
See, they make fun of me, but...
I don't. We're not. We're not making fun of you. Not at all.
Peter on Twitter says it sounds like he caught his wife with the pool guy.
It's
oh! That's a good point.
He didn't have a license.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. If the hose is...
No, no.
All right. Very good point. All right. Well, there you go. The insurance and license and insured with the license and insurance procedures to drain the pool and keep the bad guys away from the kids.
But if they advertise that way, they can get consumers.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's required.
Ah, that's a very good point. In other words,
I just go for those people.
You like that.
Yes. So that's who
I choose.
But it's
different than a requirement. In other words, you're allowing the free market to...
Exactly.
Oh, I see what you're saying right now. Allow people to make the choice on their own whether they want their pool guy licensed or not.
Right. So you can get
certification.
A dangerous person out of the newspaper, or you can get somebody licensed and insured and background checked.
In other words, they could certify you, but if you don't want somebody certified because you don't give a damn, you don't go down that road. It's different
right.
than the state mandating a license. The pool association could offer a certification, and I could go, hey, I'm a certified pool drainer. Versus a license by the state pool drainer, and then the consumer makes that decision, in other words. That's a fascinating compromise. We'll see if Governor Christie goes along with that.
Yeah,
it's
I don't see that.
You don't see that happening?
No.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.